Death and bereavement. Death and bereavement affect different people in different ways, and an individual's response will be influenced by factors such as their beliefs, culture, religion, and values. Even though death is often anticipated, there will be mixed emotions, from grief and sadness, to relief that their loved one is no longer suffering. In the midst of this is the need to organize a funeral or cremation. Healthcare workers have to show respect for, and respond sensitively to, the wishes and needs of the bereaved, taking into account what they know of the patient's wishes about what should happen after their death, including their views about sharing information. You should be prepared to offer support and assistance to the bereaved, for example, by explaining where they can get information about, and help with, the administrative practicalities following a death, or by involving other members of the team, such as nursing, chaplaincy, or bereavement care staff. If you are a doctor, you must be professional and compassionate when confirming and pronouncing death, and must follow the law and statutory codes of practice, governing the completion of death and cremation certificates. Also, if it is your responsibility to sign a death or cremation certificate, you should do so promptly. Be prepared to answer questions from relatives about reporting procedures and postmortems, or to suggest other sources of information and advice. Finally, all health workers must treat the patient's body with dignity and respect. You should make sure, wherever possible, that the body is handled in line with their personal religious or other beliefs.